presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
July 15, 1119 America, New York. Big banks send mixed signals on economic outlook. In their latest financial reports, Wells Fargo showed signs of trouble, but Citigroup revealed results that were better than expected.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 15, 1108 America, New York. Hoarding cash? Don't swing at every yield pitch. Fintech apps are offering outsized returns on your cash. A look under the hood shows their flashy marketing can hide potential pitfalls, and you won't always get the same safeguards a regular bank offers.
Global Economy.
July 15, 1106 America, New York. U.S. Inflation Expectation Survey eases fears of 1% rate rise from Fed. Markets shift back to pricing in 0.75% increase this month after University of Michigan report.
Global Economy.
July 15, 1058 America, New York. U.S. stocks rise as survey points to easing of inflation expectations. Traders weigh stronger than forecast retail sales data with signs of economic slowdown.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 15, 1054 America, New York. Volkswagen to keep factory running in China's Xinjiang region. German carmaker says it will continue production at the plant and allow a human rights specialist to visit, as it faces pressure at home to consider closing the facility.
BBC News Business.
July 15, 1035 America, New York. Rail passengers told to avoid travel in heatwave. Network Rail says people should only travel if necessary, and services could be delayed or canceled.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 15, 1021 America, New York. Boeing, Airbus face off at Farnborough International Airshow. Sales staff for the rival plane makers will hit the tarmac at the Farnborough International Airshow, the first of the biggest commercial aviation shows since the pandemic largely shut down air travel.
New York Times Business.
July 15, 1016 America, New York. Voters see a bad economy, even if they're doing okay. A New York Times, Siena poll shows remarkable pessimism despite the labor market's resilience. That could be costly for the Democrats and the economy.
Daily FX Market News.
July 15, 10 o'clock America, New York. U.S. consumer sentiment rises in June despite persistent inflation, growth fears. U.S. consumer sentiment data rose in June, as inflation and growth concerns continue to present challenges.
New York Times Business.
July 15, 9:32 America, New York. Retail sales rise more than expected, keeping pressure on the Fed. Central bank officials are watching closely for signs that the economy is running hot, stoking inflation, and strong spending in June could push them closer to a bigger interest rate increase.
Daily FX Market News.
July 15, 9:24 America, New York. DAX, Dow and FTSE bounce as investors temper Fed bets. Indices and risk assets recover as Fed allays rate hike fears.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 15, 9:18 America, New York. Online dating is great for investors. For customers, it's complicated. Apps like Bumble and Tinder are doing booming business. But finding love is never easy, and finding love online comes with its own set of pitfalls.
Global Economy.
July 15, 9:07 America, New York. Debt sell-off intensifies strains for more than a dozen emerging markets. Borrowing costs are surging as hot inflation and rising U.S. rates spook investors.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 15, 9:01 America, New York. China is in trouble, even with sliver of growth. New threats to the beating heart of the economy, housing, and an increase in COVID-19 cases suggest dangerous shoals ahead.
Daily FX Market News.
July 15. 9 o'clock America, New York. June retail sales at 1% vs 0.8% expected, May revised higher. This morning brings a couple of key U.S. data points, starting with the release of retail sales data for the month of June.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 15, 8:28 America, New York. Tech workers long got what they wanted. That's over. Employees who switched jobs during the pandemic received salary bumps and permission to work remotely. Those perks are now under threat.
BBC News Business.
July 15, 7:10 America, New York. Sports Direct owner Frasers Group scraps home working. Mike Ashley's Fraser's Group says some staff are not treating Friday as a working day.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
July 15, 6:30 America, New York, shortage of Dijon mustard in supply chains. When one studies a reported shortage, one usually discovers that there is no shortage at all. This is to be expected in a free economy with no price control and no widespread misguided altruism.
Marginal Revolution.
July 15, 229 America, New York, Adam Smith and Columbia. I gave a keynote address in Bogota to the International Adam Smith Society. Here is my talk. Why is Adam Smith still relevant to Columbia of all places? It's not just the market economics. Rather, my remarks focused on Book 5, the best and most interesting part of 1, and Smith's take on standing armies and why they are conducive to liberty.